What I think these circumstances shed light on is that the initiative process is potentially exploitable, and that's a weakness that's inherent in this, in the process itself.
Yeah, well, because that was one of the last questions here I wanted to ask, about whether the experience here with Proposition 71 so far points to a more general threat that, let's call them cunning entrepreneur attorneys, can write their own laws, raise money to pass them through a process with slick and possibly deceptive massive television advertising campaigns, and then establish themselves in control of vast sums of what's essentially public money that they're then in control of. Is that a perversion of democracy, or it's
it is a perversion of democracy? And if you look at the Klein thing specifically, he's either exercising great leadership that stems from altruistic and idealistic convictions, or there's risk that he's doing exactly the opposite, and the process permits that risk. That situation's not Mr. Klein's fault. It's the public's fault, and this is not the first time the process will have been exploited for personal reasons.
As Boss Tweed said, "I seen my opportunities and I took them."
It's done all the time. The initiative process, in my opinion, and I'm very opinionated on the subject because I believe in representative government, is a cancer that undercuts representative government. It has made representative government in California worse consistently. And James Madison stated that opinion clearly in his Federalist Papers.